B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Football Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano. Midday Show live from Chickies and Pete's, Marlton, New Jersey. As we kick off this Football Friday, and it's an important one. This is a big game. This is a game that they're favored. They need to win, but we all know the injury situation. But it's a game that they need to win. It's paramount when you're stacking W's and L's that you win this game. This is a big deal, man.
Mm-hmm. It's the buffer game that you can't afford to lose. I think it was the same opponent, Detroit, a couple years ago, that the Eagles lost, and they lost their buffer game when Ryan Matthews fumbled that ball. Was it against Detroit that year? Remember he had the ball in the wrong arm, and he fumbled a ball late, and they lost it? But they needed that win because that was a buffer game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that was the Lions, but yeah, I remember the fumble.
Yeah.
I remember the fumble. I always remember them beating the Lions. When I think Eagles-Lions, I always think about those UCLA uniforms that the Eagles wore.
Oh, the blue
weird, you know, uniforms from
blue
the
and
40s.
Yellow. Yeah, yeah, that was, I remember B. West in that uniform.
Yeah, which I hated those uniforms. But whatever, they need to win. It's bottom line. You're banged up, you're dinged up, you got injuries everywhere. You got a game on Thursday against the Packers. You got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win. You got to beat the Lions. You got to suck it up. Whatever needs to happen. Look, they're not an explosive offense. All right, that's not an offense that scares you. In fact, you know, I would be all over. I'd like to duplicate what Schwartz did against Ryan and do the same thing against Stafford.
Just throw everything at Stafford?
Because, he will, you don't want to talk about throwing picks? He'll throw you picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I would torment him. I want to go in and torment Matt Stafford, or Pat Stafford, as they call him.
Okay, so you
Pat
want,
Stafford.
You want that aggression you saw last week.
Yeah, I want to create turnovers. Like, look, I need to create turnovers again. I need to help out my offense. I know my offense is limited.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have guys. I got to go out, and I got to get nasty. I got to force turnovers. I got to be in Stafford's face, and I got to create them. I got to do it.
Yeah. Well, look, the game, and I don't know what team is going to show up. I don't know what game plan is going to show up. I don't know if we're going to see a first quarter point from the Eagles. There's a lot I don't know right now. And that's an unsettling position to be in when you're heading into week three. You know, like you feel like every week you gain more data, more knowledge, and more things you're sure of.
Right.
I've gone exactly the opposite. I feel like I knew more going into the season, and with each passing week, I feel like I'm losing grip on what I can bank on with this team. Other than I believe in the quarterback play. Obviously, he's looked great in the second half of both games.
Yeah, but
again, that first half is a conundrum wrapped in a riddle for me.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, you can't escape what happened last week with the injuries.
No.
See, I don't think you're entirely being fair in this sense.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know? Here's what you know. You know that they were without three of their skill guys. So again, go subtract Amari Cooper and Gallup and Witten or whatever.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And you know, you're going to have an offense that is not going to look the same.
And subtract it 3 minutes into the football game when you've game planned with them all week.
Right.
Like, yeah,
so,
I totally know.
So,
I
hear you all that we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the beginning of games. And I do think you need to work when they're healthy. You need to watch it, and he needs to change the script up a little bit. But beyond that, you know, week one, they're coming off of a preseason, a dormant preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And week two, they're losing your skill guys. So it's going to affect game plan. It's going to affect start. I just think I haven't lost. I still think they're a really good team. I haven't lost any kind of faith in that they're a contender. I just think you got to be able to withstand this rash of injuries.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that they're, I'm not going, this is a team that's going to finish 7-9 or 8-8 or whatever. What I'm kind of, where I'm at right now, Ant, is I'm just, I don't know what they are. I don't know if this, you know, issue in the beginning of games, is this a 2-year issue and an epidemic, or was it a byproduct in week one of rust with no preseason, and in week two was that just because you lost those three players? I don't know, because it comes off of last year where they did have an issue in the first quarter and they finished 31st in the NFL in first quarter scoring. So I just don't know what the knowns are. I really don't. Like, I don't know. Is this the week that Fletcher Cox looks like Fletcher Cox? Is this the week that Ronald Darby looks like Ronald Darby? Because, you know, Jim Schwartz is telling us that Ronald Darby's speed is fine. There's no effect from the ACL tear. Well, what I see out on the field is not fine. You know, so I just don't know. Look, I'd love to hear from people. Like, what is this team? Like, I don't care about 3 weeks from now. What are they going to be on Sunday?
Well, again, I mean, I think, you know, the injury factor is real. I don't think that's an excuse. I think it's a real deal.
Yeah.
The injury factor, Fletcher Cox is playing a ton of snaps. He's clearly not 100%. So, of course, you're going to see a guy, his production dip, and he's not going to be as dominant as he was. You just got to get through it.
Yeah.
You got to get through it until
Survive it.
You know, reinforcements back, you get your health back, you get Jalen Ramsey in here.
Yes, please. Maybe that happens today.
I was watching him last night, and it was funny because he got beat on a play.
Yeah.
And all I kept saying, all I kept thinking is, he would look so good in Eagle Green.
Oh.
I mean, he's such a player. And he had that loosey-goosey, he tackles, like, you know, I'm watching him last night just, you know, drooling, hoping, praying that he becomes an Eagle.
I'm hoping that he's out there for the ceremonial coin toss this Sunday because he can't play.
Yeah.
Because the acquisition happens today.
Well, we'll talk to, you'll hear from Mike Arafola. I talked to Mike Arafola last night, NFL Network, on Cousins Corner from Parks Casino. And we'll hear some stuff from Mike. I'll tell you, I think it's...
That thing's real, isn't it?
I think it's between two teams.
So it's the Eagles and who?
Kansas City.
Okay, so the Chiefs, we'd heard other teams like the Patriots, we heard Seattle at one point was in the mix as well, but you think it's down to two teams?
Listen, I think those other teams are in it, but I think the two favorites are the Eagles of Kansas City.
Oh, come on. Howie, you cannot let Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs get Jalen Ramsey out from under you. Come on.
I think that that's the case, that it's between these two teams.
See, I said this yesterday.
Now, again, I mean... You know, it's a fluid situation. You can have a team come out of nowhere.
Yep.
But I think the interest is great from both those teams.
Now, I said this yesterday when I read that tweet to you from Peter King, that, you know, he gave his top five destinations for Jalen Ramsey. He called it a gut feeling. So when you say it's between the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm not buying gut feeling. You're a little close to both of those teams, so I hope it happens for the Eagles. I hope that on Sunday it is a great, you know, he's out there, but not, I know he can't play, but that they're introducing him this weekend, and they get a deal done today, because I want Jalen Ramsey. They need Jalen Ramsey, frankly.
Yeah, they do.
They need other guys. They need other areas right now because they're so banged up, but.
They do.
It's still, you know, today is a Football Friday, Anthony. We're here at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. If Football Friday's great, but I sit here. Ensconced in trepidation. I don't know what I know.
Well, you know, again, we got to find out what the vibes are, and if they've changed, and if they've kind of moved off. Where, like you're a different dude when it comes to this team.
Yeah, I still believe they're a playoff team, but what I want to know from people.
No,
I'm real.
You don't know what's real and what's not real.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I want the callers to tell me what they know right now, and don't tell me what's going to happen in a month or 6 weeks or 9 weeks. I want to know what they know right now as fact. Help me calm my mind down about this thing, because I don't know what they are this week. I have no idea. I don't know how I'm supposed to give a prediction on this game today, because I have no idea what they are.
Well, I mean,
is that out of line? Am I getting fresh?
No, again, but listen, you feel what you feel. It's not like you're out of line. It's how you feel.
Yeah, some people may say that's clueless, but I don't know what's what.
We'll as the day goes on, we'll get into it. And I certainly feel differently than you because of the opponent.
Yeah.
So, we'll get into that. And now I got to say this to start the show. So, listen, football's football. So I watched the game last night. And it was, obviously the story meets you and the backup called Nick Foles. He's going to get, it's amazing because, here's a kid from Washington State that comes in. He's undersized and he's throwing dimes all over the field in a stiff wind early. And then the rain comes. And all you think about is, wow, poor Nick Foles. Is he going to get Foles'd?
He's going to lose the gig.
But you're watching the game. But the one thing that stands out, and it's right when I joined the station, this whole thing was going on. And all I'm going to say is, thank God it didn't happen. Do the deal.
Mariota.
Marcus Mariota is terrible. All right? He's a terrible quarterback. So just know that we got lucky. We dodged a bullet in a big way. Because you'd be sitting here with Mariota.
And maybe still Chip.
Leftover Kelly. Man, oh man, that would be frightening.
That would have extended the Chip stay in Philadelphia. It would have been a stay of execution, Anthony.
Yes.
610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We are live at Chickies and Pete's here in Marlton, New Jersey. Come on down for lunch today. It's going to be a great day. It's beautiful weather outside. And we'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. So stay tuned. Also, a couple keywords, chance at $1,000, all the Football Friday bells and whistles. It's the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's talk a little DraftKings. Hopefully you cash us today on the Jags in Tulane. We got the big card coming up. We'll have some picks for you a little later on if you're looking to dive into the action. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook. That's right. For a limited time, all users get a deposit bonus up to $500. But more on that in a sec. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And with the football season underway, they got some great promotions running all month long. DraftKings running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win if they score at least 24 points. Your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team goes on to lose. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now for a limited time. All new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook where you can make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
10:42 live at Chickies and Pete's, Marlton. I think back, we were talking about Mariota and dodging that bullet. And man, I got to tell you, Jace, when you look at Wentz and you at least thank God that you're not stuck with Marcus.
Yeah.
He's bad.
Yeah.
And then you're one of those franchises that's just stuck. You're one of those franchises. You're stuck because you don't really want to just completely give up on him, but you know that he, deep down, you know he's not going to win.
Yeah, that's why when you make that pick at the top of a draft to get your franchise quarterback, you got to hit a home run.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
And that's why what Howie did way back in 2015, the NFL draft, and double moving his way up there because he identified a guy that they really believe could be a good franchise quarterback. So he's willing to make the sacrifices to get up there. And thank God you had a team that was run under Sashi Brown, like Cleveland, with like a bunch of idiots that didn't believe in Wentz, so you could go up and get him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I got
Clay. He's
got
to be the one, Ant. Wentz has got to be the one right now.
Yeah.
To overcome the injuries and propel this team.
Does it concern you, and let's discuss this for a moment, with what Mac Hollins says?
What the hell was that?
That he'd rather play special teams than offense.
Yeah, that seems... There has to be something lost in translation here. He didn't understand the question. You have the cut, Andrew?
Let's hear it.
I think that teams will always have a special place with me, and I'll never want to be a guy that gives up special teams because I want to play offense. If I can't play both, my mindset is then I just play teams. But I think I'm capable of playing both. I played both last week. You know, I'm going to give my all in either one. If I'm going to drop off in one of them, it's going to be offense, and I'll go play special teams harder.
Listen,
there's no loss in translation there.
No, and listen, here's
the hell's he thinking?
Here's the deal. It's a great cut in the sense that it's a great that the kid feels that way. Every coach wants to hear that, right? Like, you're going to give your all on teams. Like that's, and he is.
Selfless.
He's a terrific special teams player. Problem is, I don't think he's a very good receiver. I think he's just an okay. We got to see more of him. Allow him to work with the ones and work with Carson. But I have reservations. And that's the only thing that I'm deathly afraid for the future of this team. You know, how long is DeSean Jackson out? I talked to Mike Garofalo last night. Mike said, look, he was there. He was at Eagles yesterday.
Oh.
And he said that, you know, both Alshon and DeSean won't play the next 2 weeks and probably or could be much worse.
For both?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And certainly for DeSean. And it goes back to like what we talked about yesterday. And anytime you hear, like we talk groin and then abdomen, you know sports hernias right there. And they don't call them sports hernias. So it goes back to what you and I talked about yesterday and, you know, potential surgery.
Yeah, just get it repaired so you can be there for that final six games and the run into the playoffs. And the team's going to have to next man up it again and survive without you to just put yourself in a position to then be healthy at the right time of the year.
For the record,
otherwise,
Doug
lingers.
Just moments ago ruled out DeSean for Sunday. Now, you figured he wasn't going to play Sunday.
Yeah.
You know he's not going to play Thursday in a short week against Green Bay. Playing without DeSean Jackson is a huge issue.
Yeah.
Now, you should be able to win, and I think they do win against Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going to Green Bay and trying to match points with Aaron Rodgers, that's another story.
Yeah, well, that's where this is what's this period of time, whether it's the next 2 weeks, then that being the Detroit game this week and Green Bay on Thursday, and if DeSean comes back after that and Alshon or whatever. Now it's time for Carson Wentz to kind of, I know despite the fact that he doesn't have that stretch of the field receiver and high-end number one talent on the outside, it's going to have to be Ertz. We'll see if Goddard gets back in there, if it can be Goddard.
Well, but here's the other thing. You're going to still need to go to the outside.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't ignore it because
rookie.
They're going to play you. You know, they're going to play you man on the outside with our Arcega Whiteside and Mac Hollins. They're going to man you up. And you have to be able to take shots downfield.
Yeah, and because you don't have the downfield threat, they can throw a lot of pressure on your quarterback.
See, I'm hoping. Here's what I'm really hoping. I'm hoping JJ has a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there is upside for him, and there's an upside for him to have a big day.
Mm-hmm. Boy, this is disconcerting.
And of course, you got to obviously run the ball, but you know, they're going to stay. You know, how would you play, right? Let's make yourself a defensive coordinator. You're going to stack the box.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing your safety up. And you're going, go ahead, throw it.
You throw it to Ortega Whiteside.
I dare you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the game plan. Matt Patricia's defensive coach. That's what they're going to do to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're going to go, hey, if we're going to lose to Ortega Whiteside and Matt Collins, I'll take my chances.
See, the problem
I'll shut everything else down. I'll take my chances with those guys.
See, the problem is that, you know, we're all the same way. You got to make sure you're committed to the run, except when you can't run because you're facing, you know, an overload. You're facing.
And that front will be overloaded.
And that's going to be a problem. Now, that doesn't mean you can't run. But when you're outnumbered, you know the deal. You just, you know, you got to go downhill. You got to do some, Doug does really good with some ghost movement. And you got to do some of that. And you got to be able to generate some plus yards in the run game. But my whole point in telling you this is you can't ignore the pass. You can't. You can't turn this without Deshaun and Alshon. You just can't turn this into...
Down the rock.
Titans.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the Titans do, right?
Well, and yeah, you're right. You can't go out there and just be one-dimensional and say, we're just going to pound the rock down your throat. We're going to run the ball all day. It's not going to work. But thank God it's the Lions this week. Thank goodness it's the Lions this week because, you'll see Thursday when they face Green Bay. And Green Bay looks like they got a pretty good defense, too. It's going to be tough. This is going to be tough. We got two football games in the next... Sunday and Thursday. In the next 6 days, we got two football games.
See, I don't think it's catastrophic if you're 1-1. 0-2? 0-2 is a worry.
Yeah, for the week? Okay, I get what you... If they come out of this 2-2 on the season, you feel okay.
Whatever. Like, you gotta tread water and then get hot, right? Like, tread water until everybody comes back and gets hot and get hot. Everybody's going to be all about the Cowboys. Watch, right?
Everybody's that's the point.
Everybody's going to be all about the Cowboys. Oh, it's the Cowboys year, and you just got to lay back.
Mm-hmm.
And
peak early.
As the Cowboys get all the glory early and become the big favorite early, you got to allow that to happen, and then you got to get hot second half. That's what you got. I think that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
We saw the Cowboys' schedule. It's real friendly. You know, they're a 20-plus point favorite this week.
Yep.
They're against Miami. They're going to be a favorite against New Orleans without Drew Brees. They're
getting the Jets without Darnold.
They're going to build up some W's. Yeah. They are. They're good, and they're going to build up some W's. So what you have to do is you just got to maintain. You got to maintain, and then you got to shoot second half of the season to get hot.
610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Wayne and talk to Bob on the Fanatic. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. I love the show. You have great passion for the city. It gets me through the day.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it, bro.
I want to talk about Deshaun Jackson. How long is he out for? Is he out for 2 weeks or 4 weeks? Is he out longer than Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah, so his injury is... more serious. Look, Alshon, the calf could be serious. You have to be careful with it. But Deshaun's is more. He's not playing Thursday. I guess
he's not
he'll
playing.
Be. Listen, Doug ruled him out for Sunday. He didn't rule him out for next Thursday. But you do the math.
We still need that deep threat. Hopefully, we have some good backups to help out with that deep threat.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know who your backups are, Bobby. Deep threat backup.
Yeah, we don't. Thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Well, Bob, before you go, how's the game play out Sunday? You sound like you're trying to figure out what's going on with this game just like I am.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be 20-17.
And the Eagles pull it out?
And the Eagles pull it out.
All right, so you're going with a Jake Elliott field goal.
Yep.
All right, 52-yarder in to win it. Lincoln Financial Field, take you to 2-1. And then you start to look at the Packers.
You know, I keep thinking this, and I don't know if it's just I'm conditioned to feel this way with Detroit. I still think the Eagles win by double digits.
By double digits. Wow.
I do.
You got a big day for Ortega Whiteside then.
I don't know where it's going to come from, and I do actually think he's going to have a day. But I think they win the game. I think they're as banged up as they are. I think they're still a good team, and I just don't buy the Lions. I watched them fritter away a game in Arizona where they wound up in a tie. Last week, they were gifted a game.
Yeah, against the Chargers.
They were gifted. Chargers go up and down the field. Go look at the stats.
Yeah. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina on the flag. Chuck?
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Chucky.
Guess what? I won a football challenge yesterday, and me and my son, I won VIP ticket to the Redskins-Eagles game December the 15th, and I'm going to be right on the end zone wall. And I get to take my son. I wanted to go to Lincoln Financial for my first game, but I'll take this one. So I'm really, really excited.
You're going to D.C.? Wow, that's awesome.
I dropped $80 on a football challenge to throw a ball through a hole, and everybody was trying to go for the touchdowns. Well, I went for the cheese play. There was a ball where you could just throw it in the low hole, and it was worth 3 points. So I hit like 15 in a row. I ended up throwing up like 81 points and smoked everybody. So wow. I'm really, really excited. I've never been to a game, so I'm really excited.
Of course, good for take you, the boy. Man. That's cool, brother.
So, yeah, I'm really – all right, so check this out. I got two things. One, this is where we find out if he's our franchise quarterback, because if he's that good, if he's as good as we all want him to be, he should be able to play with any of those targets on that field and win. If this is the franchise quarterback that we all want,
yeah,
him to
I
be,
disagree with
right?
that. No. I mean, I think it's real. I think you're as listen. You're as good as your weapons, man. Like you know,
I got you.
You need weapons to create space.
Listen, okay.
I mean, great players are great players, and I'm with you that he needs to beat the Lions. That's fair. He almost came back and beat the Falcons with the same group. But, you know, let's not kid ourselves. There's a huge drop off.
All right, well, thanks. I appreciate you bringing my head to that. I got one more thing. With this DeSean Jackson injury, can we kind of offset it with the Jalen Ramsey? You know, if he's going to be out for a while, we go ahead and get Jalen Ramsey. We can get that defense going, and maybe we don't have to throw up as many points. Is that a fair thing? I've been kind of thinking a lot the last couple of days. I just think Ramsey could offset DeSean being hurt, you know. I think it's a real big move. I don't want to do what the Phillies did, where the Phillies could have picked up some people and been a contender, but they didn't. I don't want the Eagles to not, you know, they didn't get Clowney. If they don't get Ramsey, I mean, they're so close to being a contender. You know, let's not miss those opportunities. Let's go ahead and take them, and let's take the Cowboys out.
Yeah, well, Chuck, I agree, and in the sense that maybe it'll put a little less pressure on the offense to outscore every opponent
right.
if the defense is more solidified. That just stands to reason. I want Ramsey, and I don't want Ramsey just for this year. I want Ramsey
because
he's a 24-year-old cornerstone player, and he's an elite corner in this league. So to me, it's not about going all in just for 1 year. This is about having a player at one of the most key positions in the sport.
Agreed.
So, to me, it makes sense on every level to make that commitment to him. Now, because of that.
This isn't it. Like, let me just say one thing. Because, you know, Chuck compared to the Phillies and the you know, Dallas Keuchel and all thing. They're not being Phillies, right? They're in on them. They're looking at them. They're going to try to make a deal. And, you know, if they get outbid, they get outbid. It's not like. It's completely. It's.
They didn't call.
It's right. It's not like it's neglect.
they didn't even call Keuchel.
Like the Phillies.
Yeah, Howie is not Klentak. Let's be really clear about that. 610.
How in the world did Gabe start Brad Miller yesterday? Tunis, hello.
Do you have any?
And then they don't walk Freeman,
dude.
Base open, one of the best players in baseball.
What was that, Andrew?
Dude, let's pitch to him.
Dude, I can tell you. I think I can tell this story, right? So I was talking to Charlie this morning. So we're just BSing, and he goes, "When they didn't walk Freeman, there's a guy, a Phillies fan, right? And he's cursing Charlie out. He's giving him the like cursing him out.
You giving Charlie the gears,
killing him, right?" And then the skip goes, like, he shrugs his shoulder, like, dude, I'm not the manager,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we are from me.
Like, come on, dude, I'm not the manager, man. Leave me alone.
He's like, hey, you know, he's the manager.
But it was funny. Like, there's this dude, a Phillies fan in Atlanta, going, what are you doing? You're not Walt Freeman. And he's yelling at Charlie.
Ugh.
Charlie's in a bad spot.
Man. Yeah, Charlie's got to answer for yeah. Gabe now.
That's bad.
But Charlie would have walked Freeman.
Yeah, my guess is that's probably true. why, Tunis, would you start Bamboo Brad and hit him fifth? Like, why wouldn't you play Bruce?
I don't know.
Like, what? You got a right-handed in the mound, right? And you got a kid, and don't you got a veteran lefty, and don't you need like power? Like, don't you need that?
Yes, and then they also made the mistake. Well, he made the mistake in the ninth inning. He used Perella to pinch hit as the first batter, and
yeah, because he used Lomo, Logan Morrison, and Bruce.
Yeah, so he had to go righty, righty, righty at that point.
He mismanaged so many games. See, here's the thing: when people say, you know, you're unfair with Gabe, he's a terrible manager. He's a terrible tactician. How do you leave? It's a one-run game. How do you leave yourself without your power left-handed bat?
Mm.
How do you not save that for the ninth inning? You know what her closer is. Right, Tunis?
Sorry about that. I was on the phone. What's up?
All right.
Let's go back to the phone. Let's go to John in South Jersey on the Midday Show. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. It feels like every year we're talking about all these injuries with the Eagles, or at least to me it feels like that.
John, it doesn't feel like that. That is exactly the case every year.
Yes. So is there a conversation or a discussion about the medical staff or how they're training in preseason or during the season? I mean, because to me, I don't know. This doesn't seem like it happens with any other NFL team year after year after year.
Not to this level, it doesn't seem that way, but we don't follow those teams as closely, so we don't see guys.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, so, you know, we see highlights of teams.
We know Eagles, so
yeah.
It feels disproportionate, but in reality, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of the game.
It might not.
And it hits in waves, brother, you know? That's the tough thing about that sport.
You're right. I agree with Anthony. I think they win this weekend. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they steal one in Green Bay, too. I don't know why. I just have, like, a weird feeling that they might be able to steal one. And then if that's the case, I feel good about that. I just wish the Cowboys' schedule wasn't as a cupcake schedule.
Well, they're going to get their tough part of their schedule in the back end. The Eagles' schedule gets a lot easier.
Yeah, you got to beat them, right? You know?
Head-to-head, yeah.
Yeah, I say they just lay low until that Cowboys game, you know, just lay low, and then hopefully you can take it to them.
You got some winnable games on the schedule, John, in between now and that Cowboy game, too, starting with the one this Sunday against Detroit. And who's to say that you can't go into Green Bay on a short week and win? Now, Green Bay's never lost on a Thursday night at home at Lambeau Field. Yeah. That's never happened. But, look, a couple of years ago, Ant, in the Super Bowl year, they went down to Carolina on that Thursday night. Carolina was good at home in that situation, and the Eagles won the game. And then you got the Jets the week after, likely without Darnold.
The only problem is, I don't know that you can beat Green Bay without Deshaun.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe Alshon. Alshon hasn't been ruled out yet, but I just don't know.
But for this week, he hasn't?
No, not officially.
Oh, wow, he hasn't practiced either.
Yeah, I know. But I just don't know that you can beat. Think about it, right? You got Packers, you got the Mets scores. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. And then after that, Anthony, you got the Jets, and Darnold's dealing with the mono. So you probably won't even have their starter there. But then you got those three games on the road. Minnesota on the road. Dallas on Sunday night on the road. And then Buffalo before you get to Chicago at home in the bye week.
You know.
It's a tough stretch, man.
That's a brutal stretch. I mean,
four tough games.
I mean, well, you get the three, right? The three in a row. The three road games in a row.
Yeah, and then the wear and tear of that when you get back home.
Well, who's the fourth game before the bye?
The fourth game before the bye is Chicago at home. And revenge of double doink.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough, man.
And a physical defense. After you play Buffalo, physical defense. Dallas, good defense. Minnesota, good physical defense.
Yeah.
Wait, how you going to survive that part of the schedule?
I mean, that feels like 1-3.
Yes, it does. And you better beat Buffalo.
I don't know. They might. Who knows? I mean, all three of those road games are nasty.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And you don't know what kind of weapons you're going to have going into those three road games. And then you don't know what you're going to come out of those three road games with.
Oof.
Physical football. 610-632. 1-800-919-0975. It is a Football Friday. We're coming to you live at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, our Football Friday destination. Get down here for lunch today. Enjoy some crab fries, the great food they have here at Chickies and Pete's, and we'll be hanging until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we love our Chickies and Pete's.
Yeah, I can't wait. 610-632-0975. Couple open lines, you want to grab them. And what we're asking today is how you feel about this game, and what do you know is fact in regards to this Eagles team in this very moment on this Football Friday. 610-632-0975. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, listen, it's football season, as you know, but listen, it's also Defino Law season. Yeah. Listen, you need a lawyer, I got you covered. Listen, we all know, guys, that's the beauty of doing the show. I know a lot of people in the town, and these are great people, people that you need, like a great lawyer. You need a local law firm? Gotcha. Born and raised in Philadelphia, Defino Law. They have a team of highly experienced lawyers. They'll answer your call right away. They're going to brawl for you in court. You know what I mean? That's my boys, Defino Law, are the team for you. Vince and Mike Defino, I've known the guys literally forever. We grew up together. Known forever. I mean, they're awesome, great, no-nonsense guys. And outrageous lawyers. They're terrific. They're going to fight hard for you. They fight hard for their clients. They're right on Broad Street. They got a loyal local team of heavy-hitting attorneys. They tackle the tough issues. They get the most for their clients. You call Defino Law, you're going to be sitting and talking to a real lawyer right away. Not referred to the assembly line of a strange office, a lawyer you never met. For over 60 years, they've been fighting for working people over Philadelphia. Defino means something when it comes to the law game in Philadelphia. It goes right back to Judge Defino. Whether you had a personal injury at work, an auto accident, slip and fall, you got a loved one who was a victim of a wrongful death, an estate or criminal matter, get to know Defino Law, 215-551-9099. Let a real Philadelphia law firm quarterback your case. Go to DefinoLawyers.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. Yep.
All right, 10:53, midday show. So yesterday, and I'm curious about the response here. Yesterday, Mikey Miss was talking about Carson's personnel. It was funny because right away, I had to jump in. I ran into the studio.
Yeah, I heard that.
But he was talking about Wentz's personality. And here's the thing that confuses me. Because he was like, do people like Carson Wentz? Now, I agree that there's a portion of the population that's, you know, Foles first and will always be Foles first. Like, I got my buddy Vinny, right? So Vinny is a hater of Wentz, I believe. He's such a Foles fan that it comes across as, and he swears he's not.
Okay.
But I want to read you some text messages, and then you tell me if there's some bias.
Okay.
But the point is that other than a few of the super Foles fans, I don't see how people don't like Carson. What's there not to like about his personality?
Well, first of all, who gives a crap about his personality? I don't care what his personality is. I love the guy because I like the way he plays the sport. Like, I don't need him to, you know, do a juggling act and tell a couple of witty jokes press conference. You know, I don't need any of that. I don't care about that. I like the guy because of the way he approaches the game.
But you do like someone that you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does come into play. I mean, let's not be hypocrites.
No, there are some guys I like their personality, but it doesn't. I try not to let it affect the way I view them as an athlete and as a performer in the sense that they have to have a job to do. you know, like there's some people that like Ilya Bryzgalov because he was a cuckoo.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. And I didn't like the way he played either. But, you know, I try not to let those things affect each other. But there are some guys, yeah, you go, oh, my God, like that guy's a real down-to-earth guy. You know, like I like Jimmy Rollins and he was brash. I liked the personality and the swagger that he brought. And I thought that was an element that helped this team. But I don't care about a guy's personality. Like, the question is, do you like Wentz's personality? I say, who gives a damn about his personality? But I guess some people do.
Yeah, but I mean, let's.
It's why you like certain guys, I guess, because you relate to them in some way. But I say, who gives a damn? But if you're asking me about Wentz, and I'll answer the question is, I actually do. I mean, I like the. I've said this before, Ant. I love the fact that I got a 12-year-old son who's growing up, and the quarterback of the team is not only a great player, but I think he's a really good citizen. I think he's a good human being. I think he's got values that I appreciate, and I want my son to see that. I thank God for that. Like, I think that's cool that my son can see this quarterback that's bigger than life and, you know, see the fact that he treats people well, that he's a good human being. And that he's got his feet on the ground.
Right.
I like that element of it. You know, there may be other guy quarterbacks where you go, yeah, he's a great player, but I don't like the influence he may have on the younger generation of kids.
Yeah.
So with that being said, like I look at a guy like Russell Wilson. Like he's a great role model. You know what I mean? Great player and a great role model. I'm happy about that. But as far as like his personality and if is he going to wow me at a press conference, I don't give a damn. I cover a sport where they don't say anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they could, frankly, they could use a little more personality.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is. So it doesn't matter to me. But I saw the poll, and they had almost 10,000 votes, and 85% of the people said they actually do like Carson Wentz's personality. Where are you on his personality? You love the player.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I mean, seriously, what's there not to like about?
Quibble about here.
Like I like his personality, right? And listen, he wants to win bad. Like you saw it. Like he was trying to will his way to win.
Yeah,
will his way to win. And I think he's a type A. He's a guy that wants to he wants to go, man. Let's go. You know, he's gonna be. He's a boss type, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's there not to like about the dude?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to go back and look at it, you go, okay, I like a guy who knows who he is. To me, that's very important. And I always felt that that was the thing about McNabb. Like, he was always overcompensating. And that became, his personality in a lot of ways became annoying because of the, you know, the air guitar and all that stupid stuff, the banjo.
You number know? Five will always love you.
Yeah, like it felt like an overcompensation
because
he was never comfortable in his own skin. I feel like Wentz is comfortable in his own skin, and it's like he knows he doesn't have to go out there and, to use your term, spin nickels on his forehead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I don't need to do that. I need to go out there and win football games. That's what matters to these people the most.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.